This is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made, that the Lord has made. We will rejoice, we will rejoice and be glad in it, and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made. Friends, this is indeed the day that the Lord has made, so let us rejoice and be glad in it. And so on behalf of the session and in the name of our risen Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ, good morning and welcome to our service of worship on this absolutely gorgeous Lord's Day. We are so very pleased that you are here with us this morning, whether you are here in the pews in person, whether you are joining us on live stream, or even if you're watching the service several days from now on our YouTube channel. We are so very glad that you are with us. We do have a number of announcements, and this would be a good time, those of you in the pews during the announcements, if you have not already signed the friendship pad and pass that down the pew, that would be very helpful if you could find your way to doing that now. Today at 10:30, a beautiful day in the neighborhood. What's the point of having these big screen televisions all over the place if you can't enjoy them, right? We have the movie with starring our friend Tom Hanks. Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, starting at 10:30 in the Fellowship Hall. This ties in with the Vacation Bible School that is beginning on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday from 5 to 7:30. This is intergenerational, all ages, light meal, be my neighbor. Will you please be my neighbor? Yes, good, okay, thank you. I hope you will. I hope you will avail yourself of that. It's very important that our children growing up see that the learning does not stop. That we are all, even if you have as little or as white hair as I do, we are still growing in faith and growing in knowledge of God. So please be aware of that. Next Sunday, I am told, is this wonderful, marvelous thing, this ChurchNet, an outdoor worship service. If the weather is good, I'm going to be in shorts and a t-shirt. I invite you to do the same, please. There's information there about food, potlucks, and so forth. Back to school, please be a part of that if you can. Raise the roof. Is Mary Ellen here? She's out spending that $100.
No, she's here. Right
where,
there.
Where are you? Mary Ellen, how did you do it? It was just a wild number out of the air or something? Rock on, sister. Way to go. I was going to say, I'm not in the habit of buying lottery tickets, but the next time that meta million, mega whatever million, billion comes up, maybe you and I could go together and get one. Okay. Men's breakfast, it really is a good time. Men, if you are available at that time, please come and be a part of that. We are going to hear the initial presentation from our Congregational Mission Study Team. I want to again reiterate what I have said. My job is not to do the study. My job is to guide and facilitate the study. So the work you're seeing is not only is it their work, but it is the work that they think is most appropriate and that we as a congregation need to be aware of now as we look to the future. The past is a wonderful place, but you can't live there. We have to live in the present, and we have to look to the future. The good news is the God of the past is also the God of the present and will be our God of the future. the past, present, and future God. Let us prepare our hearts and minds for worship.
Please stand if you are able and join me in the call to worship. God has given us this day. God's steadfast love endures forever. God has gathered us in this place. God's steadfast love endures forever. There are many places we could be, but God has brought us here. God's steadfast love endures forever. Forever and always, we worship our always loving God. Let us pray. O Lord, who has brought us through the darkness of night to the light of morning, and who by your Holy Spirit illuminates the darkness of our ignorance and sin, we pray you out of our loving kindness to pour your holy light into our souls, that we may ever be devoted to you, by whose wisdom we were created, by whose mercy we were redeemed, and by whose providence we are governed, to the honor and glory of thy great name. Amen. The confession. Praise is on our lips, but in our hearts we know how far we have fallen from the glory of God. Yet God meets us in our sin, picks us up, and promises forgiveness. Let us make a confession and open ourselves to God's mercy. Joining me in the prayer of confession, faithful God, we confess our faithlessness. Our hearts are fickle, our eyes wander, and we trick ourselves into serving other gods. We speak lies, accept lies, live lies, destroying others and ourselves along the way. Forgive our waywardness and lead us back to you. Embolden our trust in your faithfulness and settle your truth in our hearts. Now, please take a moment for your own silent confession.
Beloved, God's steadfast love endures forever. Beyond the cross, beyond the grave, beyond our sin, God's steadfast love endures forever. This is good news. In Jesus Christ, we are forgiven. Thanks be to God. Alleluia. Amen. And being at peace with God, let us share God's peace with one another. The peace of Christ be with you. I invite you to give a sign of peace to those around you. Send a text or an emoji to someone who can't be with us today, please. Our scripture lesson this morning comes to us from the Old Testament book of Joshua, chapter 4, verses 1 through 7. Just a reminder that after many, many generations of slavery in Egypt, the people were liberated. Moses led them out of slavery. God parted the waters of the Red Sea for the people to escape. They then wandered for 40 years, four decades, a very long time, in the wilderness. And now they are ready to enter into the promised land. Moses, the voice of the past, has died. Joshua, the voice of the future, the vision of the future, is leading the people. And just as at the Red Sea, God parts the waters of the Jordan River so that the priests can carry the ark down into the river, and then they stand there holding the ark with the waters parted on either side as the Israelites process through. And this is what we read about that in Joshua chapter 4, verses 1 through 7. When the entire nation had finished crossing over the Jordan, the Lord said to Joshua, "Select 12 men from the people, one from each tribe, and command them, 'Take the 12 stones from here out of the middle of the Jordan, from the place where the priest's feet stood, carry them over with you, and lay them down in the place where you camp tonight.'" Then Joshua summoned the 12 men from the Israelites, whom he had appointed, one from each tribe. Joshua said to them, "Pass on before the ark of the Lord your God into the middle of the Jordan, and each one of you take up a stone on his shoulder, one for each of the tribes of the Israelites, so that this may be a sign among you. When your children ask in time to come, 'What do these stones mean to you?' then you shall tell them that the waters of the Jordan were cut off in front of the ark of the covenant of the Lord. When it crossed over the Jordan, the waters of the Jordan were cut off. So these stones shall be to the Israelites a memorial forever. My beloved, this is the word of the Lord for us this day. Thanks be to God. And now, if I may, I would like to invite the youngest of our disciples, if they would, to please come forward. Miss Jennifer has just a few words for you.
So has anybody started looking for school supplies yet, or a new backpack or anything ready? Nope. Anybody know who their new teacher is going to be this next year? Nope. Well, that's going to come up pretty quick, isn't it? Now, you had school last year. Was every day at school last year a good day? Maybe not. Sometimes we have difficult days, right? But we have great days, too. And we are starting, or you're soon going to start, to get ready for next year. Wonder what next year is going to bring. Maybe it's going to be a different classroom, different teacher, maybe different kids in your room. Well, Joshua, as we just heard, asked the people that were there. They had been traveling for a really long time. They had some good days, and they had some really difficult days. And they had some days they whined a lot, too. And they weren't very happy. But when they got here, I wonder if they were a little worried, too. There were some new things going to happen, and they weren't sure what they were going to be. Do you ever get worried about school? Maybe, will your friends like you? Maybe, is your teacher going to be nice? Right? Maybe, if you're at a new school, will I know where to go? And when you get a little bit older, can I get my locker open in time? That's a big one. Lots of things happen, and we get a little worried. But you know what? God was with you on all those moments you had last year, those good moments and the difficult moments. And God's going to be with you on all those things that happen next year. All those times that you might have good days or some difficult days, God's going to be with you during those times. And that's what Joshua was asking the Israelites to remember. To remember that no matter what, God was with you then, and God's going to be with you in the future. Well, I brought some crayons and paper today. And I would like you in this next, and you can take these all home. I would like you in this next week or two to think about last year's school year. Think about all the good days. Think about some of the difficult days. Maybe you can draw pictures or write words. And then after you're all done, say a little prayer to God and thank God for being with you for all of those days. And then on the other side, I want you to start thinking about all the things you might be worried about with this next school year, or maybe all the things you're excited about this next school year, and say a little prayer and remember that God is with you, going to be with you during all of those times as well. So let's first say a prayer, and then I'll hand out your crayons and your paper. Loving and gracious God, we thank you that you are with us each and every day. We know that sometimes we have good days and sometimes we have difficult days, but all of those days we know we are never alone, that you are with us and your love will be with us each and every day. We ask that you would help us during this time of excitement for what's coming next, that we would remember that we might have some difficult days, and we'll have some wonderful, fun days, and we'll have some days in which we're not really sure what's happening. But all of those days, we know that you will be with us, and we thank you for that. We pray all these things in Jesus' name, and all God's children said, Amen.
I got to tell you, kids, it's been a long time since I've been out of school. But even today, I still get nervous come this time of the year. So I'm with you. I just want you to know that, okay? And if you're a little anxious about the new year, I feel that way too. Joshua, the Israelites, crossing into the promised land. After generations and generations of slavery, and after four decades of wandering in the wilderness, the Israelites are finally entering the promised land. Now you would think they would be anxious to forget the past. You would think they would be anxious to put all of that in the rearview mirror. But they don't. They don't. In fact, they insist on remembering the past. Remember your past. Remember where you came from. It's a constant refrain in the Old Testament. Remember God heard you in Egypt. Remember God fed you in the wilderness. Remember God divided the water for you at the Jordan. Remember God was with you. That's the point. Remember God was with you. Remember God was with you. Notice they don't want to go back, right? They don't want to go back to Egypt. They don't want to return to the wilderness. They don't want to go back and stand in the middle of the Jordan River. But they do want to remember. The Israelites live in the present, but they know the importance of remembering the past. God was with us then. God is with us now. God was with us then, and God is with us now. Today, we are going to hear two presentations about the past and the present. What were we like as a church 20 years ago? How many services did we have? How many staff did we have? What was our budget? What were we like 20 years ago compared to today? Of course, we can't go back there. We don't want to go back there. But it's important to remember where we came from and how God was with us then and how God is with us now. The past is foundational, but we can't live there. We have to be the church we need to be in this time and this place. We have to be the church for today. Like our church, our community has changed over time. If our church is going to be effective at sharing the good news of God's love, we have to know and understand the Fond du Lac today. And so our second presentation is about Fond du Lac today. How big are we? What are our basic demographics? What are the ministry opportunities available here and now? Like the Israelites, we are entering new territory. Like the Israelites, we do not need to be afraid. Just as God was with the Israelites all those years ago, God was with us all those years ago. Just as God was with the Israelites as they began their new life in the Promised Land, God is with us as we begin our new life in Fond du Lac today. God was with us then. God is with us today. God is with us today. God is with us every day as we move forward in ministry. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Good morning. Glad to see all of your sunshiny faces here today. And thanks, Pastor Ken, for reminding us that we really need to look back. Sometimes we want to just say, forget it. No, the past wasn't so good. Don't want to go there. But we really do need to look at the past so that we can plan for the future. So the first slide, and before I get started, I just want to say a great big huge thank you to Christina Arellano, because she made all these wonderful slides. Otherwise, you would just have to hear us talk and not have anything good to look at. So thanks, Christina. And today, we're going to focus on the who were we and who are we. So if I can get these working together. On most of the slides, the data from 2000 will be on the left-hand side and in blue, and the data more recent from generally 2021 or 22 will be in the red on the right. And we looked at several different areas, the one being the membership and attendance at church. Back in 2000, we had 582 members on our church rolls and about 300 for weekly attendance. In 2021, we had 318 members and only about 85 people per week. So that's a 45% decrease in membership and a 73% decrease in attendance. Then if we look, we also wanted to look at kind of the pre and post COVID to see what happened in the last 2 years. So on this slide, on the left-hand side is data from 2019, where our membership was 338 and attendance 121. And then on the right-hand side, again, you have the data from today. So the membership hasn't really fallen that much in the last couple of years, but the weekly attendance is still down. And that's probably due that some people still aren't real comfortable getting into big groups. And then we looked at staffing for the church. In 2000, we had 12 paid staff on board. And in 2022, we have 5, which is a 60% decrease in our personnel. And these are the, on this slide, are the positions that we had. The one little discrepancy, if it would be in 2000, we had a paid custodian on staff, and now we have a contracted custodial crew, but we still pay them because we love it when they show up and keep our church clean. We also looked at the weekly services or activities that were offered. In 2000, we had 2 Sunday morning traditional services and the Saturday evening contemporary service. And then there was also the radio ministry, which has been going on at least since the early 70s. And currently we have a Sunday morning 9 a.m., which is why I see all your smiling faces right now. And then there's also the on-screen or online presence. And the radio ministry still continues. Next, we looked at children's ministries. And in 2000, there was the Sunday morning, Sunday school, and there were 179 children on the church rolls. That did not mean that that many kids showed up every week for Sunday school, but there was a lot of kids on the church rolls. Today, we have only 24 kids between that same age range of birth to 18. So that definitely indicates that we're an aging congregation. And PYA has been presented both those times. It's been continuous. And in 2000, there was a children's choir also. Then we looked at the adult Christian ed or faith formation. In 2000, between Sunday school, that was adult Sunday school, and then the discipleship classes that were offered at different periods during the year, there were a total of 31 attendees for the year. When we look at the last year, we've had not only the adult Sunday school, but the Lenten Bible studies Advent Bible study, a couple other special book studies, and we've had a total of 42 attendees to this date already this year. So despite a big decrease in our membership, thumbs up that there's a lot more adult participation in the activities, the education activities. Then next we looked at we termed it ministry activities. What kind of activities is our church involved in? In 2000, looking at the annual report, there were 38 different activities. And that could be like local activities, if you would, right in the church, the coffee hour, a church nick, those kinds of things. And also community activities like participating in broken bread or loaves and fishes. And excuse me. Even wider extending things like the mission trips. In 2000, there were 38 activities. In 2019, again, pre-COVID, we were involved in 36 ministries. And thus far this year, there's 24. And there most likely will be more added to that because things like the Christmas cantata and the Deacon's Cookie Walk aren't set yet for sure. But they're almost positive will be more activities for this year yet. And then we switched over and looked at the financial aspects of the church. And first we looked at the total income, and you can see the different sources, just the main four categories where that income came from. In 2000, we had an income of $372,000 plus. And last year we had $314,000. So that's about a 15% decrease since 2000 in the church's income. And then we looked at the expenses. In 2000, they were about $419,000. And last year they were $390,000. Which means that decreased by about 7%. And then just to highlight last year, specifically, the income was $314,000, but our expenses were $390,000. So in summary, the membership has decreased by 45%. Attendance decreased by 73%. Staffing has decreased by 60%. The budget income has decreased by 15%. The expenses have decreased by 7%, which that's less of a decrease than our spending. And so that means that we're unfortunately in the deficit spending category of things. But what does this mean for the future of the mission of First Presbyterian Church? According to our church treasurer, John Neville, that our current rate of spending within 2 to 3 years, our checking and savings account is going to be depleted. That money from the checking savings account is what helps make up for budget deficits like what we had this past year and also building maintenance projects. So unfortunately, we can't continue our current financial trajectory without a significant increase in giving. And we also need to remember, as we rebuild our ministries post-COVID, we have to keep in mind that there's 27% of the attendance that we had back in 2000 and 35% of the paid staff. This means that we have a great opportunity to become more involved in the work and the life of our church. By the indication of the increased participation and the adult faith formation, we are interested in more involvement and willing to be involved. So we need to encourage everyone who is able to step up for Jesus so that we can continue to shine our light in Fond du Lac and beyond, with God's help and his guidance. Thank you. And now, Christina, I'll do her thing. Or no, I'm sorry, Deb, because I'm looking at you.
Good morning. I want to thank Jolene for her presentation. I think it's very thought-provoking for us. There we go. My section of the Congregational Mission Study focuses on the community of Fond du Lac itself. A prospective pastor will want to know the makeup of the city to which he or she is moving. What are the cultural, recreational opportunities? What is the educational system like? What is the makeup of the people? Conservative? Liberal? How diverse are we? What I'm presenting to you today is just a summary of what I found. I'd like to acknowledge that the first inhabitants of this area were the Winnebago or Ho-Chunk people. The Ho-Chunk Nation has been in the Fond du Lac area since before their contact with the French in the 1630s. The Brothertown Indians make their home in the Fond du Lac area as well. The city of Fond du Lac is located at the bottom of Lake Winnebago, which is the 28th largest inland lake in the United States. It is a shallow lake with a maximum depth of 21 feet. Boating, fishing, and water skiing are enjoyed by many. The city of Fond du Lac is located 1 hour south of Green Bay, home of the Green Bay Packers, and 1 hour north of Milwaukee, the home of the Brewers, a Major League Baseball team. Madison, the state capital, is 1 hour to the southwest. According to the 2020 census, Fond du Lac is a small city with a population of 44,283. The median age of the residents is 38.9 years. As you can see, the majority of the residents are white. The second largest group is the Hispanic population. The political makeup of Fond du Lac leans toward conservative, with Republicans in the majority. According to the Fond du Lac School District, the city of Fond du Lac enrolls about 7,000 students. There are 10 public elementary schools, 4 public middle schools, and 2 public high schools, Fondy High and STEM Institute. There is a Catholic school with grades K through 12, several Lutheran elementary schools, and a Lutheran high school. The student body of the school served by the Fond du Lac School District is also reflective of the general population, with the majority of students being white, followed by Hispanics as the next largest group. 35% of the student body is economically disadvantaged and qualify for free or reduced lunch. Fond du Lac High School is ranked number 227 out of 331 schools in Wisconsin. This ranking reflects the graduation rate of 93% and college readiness, which is based on advanced placement exams, is at 19.3%. Fond du Lac is also home to Marion University, the University of Wisconsin-Fond du Lac, and Moraine Tech Park Technical College. Fond du Lac is a city that has many churches of various denominations. As you can see on this slide, there are several major employers in Fond du Lac and the surrounding area. Also included are J.F. Ahern Company, SSM Health, and Aurora. The median income of residents in Fond du Lac is $38,320. The median income of Wisconsin residents, according to the 2020 census, is $63,293. Fond du Lac has a poverty rate of 11.6%. The poverty rate in rural Wisconsin is 9.5% and in urban areas 10.2%. There are many community resources or agencies that serve people in poverty and the people of Fond du Lac in general. This slide shows only a sample of the community resources available. SHP is sleep in heavenly peace, which makes and delivers beds to children. This is a picture of the St. Catherine Drexel Homeless Shelter. I was fortunate enough to be able to get a tour of the shelter before it opened. It is a beautiful and well-designed place. At this time, it is at full capacity with a waiting list. There are two examples of volunteer opportunities that I'd like to share today. The first is Hospice Home of Hope. You can volunteer to take food orders, serve a meal, help clean up after a meal, or offer companionship. There are also opportunities for weekly volunteering that involve going to a person's home to offer respite to a caregiver, heat meals, or sit with people at the end stage of life. Another example is the Fondy Food Pantry. At this time, they offer a drive-through pantry. On average, they serve 35 to 40 families per week. However, with the rising cost of gas and groceries, they may serve as many as 55 to 61 families. Volunteers would be able to help pack food into boxes to be loaded into vehicles, unload truck deliveries, and process those supplies. Food donations are always accepted. Pre-packed food bags are also delivered to elementary school children during the school year. This year, the pantry will also be looking for snacks for middle school children, such as granola bars and fresh fruit. I'm still researching the crime rate in Fond du Lac. Some of the information I found has been conflicting. For example, backgroundcheck.org states that Fond du Lac ranks number 62 on being one of the safest cities in Wisconsin. But according to Neighborhood Scout, the chances of being a victim of violent crime is 1 in 333, and being a victim of property crime is 1 in 51. So I need to continue to research this. Fond du Lac is a city with a small town feel. The average cost of a house is about $170,000, which makes home ownership more affordable. The Wisconsin housing marketing trends show that as of June 2022, the median cost of a house is $184,000, which is up 2.2% from last year, and rent is about $713 a month. Fond du Lac and the surrounding communities provide many opportunities for recreation and entertainment. Fond du Lac has a very vibrant community theater, free concerts in the summer at Thelma and Buttermilk Park. Ripon, which is 30 minutes away, also has free concerts in the summer. Green Lake, 40 minutes away, and Oshkosh, 15 minutes away, also have concerts throughout the year. The Fond du Lac Senior Center offers many opportunities to learn new things, activities for staying active, and socializing. There is a community cares program through the Senior Center. Pre-pandemic, that program sent volunteers to nursing homes twice a month. At the present time, a person can sign up to send monthly postcards to nursing home residents. The Senior Center also offers a daily meal for a suggestive price of $3. A person unable to pay receives the meal for free. Fond du Lac has two public swimming pools and a YMCA. There is a children's museum, the historical Galloway House and Village, several parks, golf courses, wineries, and hiking and biking trails. Hobbs Woods is a few miles out of the city, and Horicon Marsh is about 45 minutes away. Lakeside Park on the shore of Lake Winnebago draws many people in summer and winter. In summer, one can picnic, ride on the children's rides, use the splash pad, and hike or bike on the trail. In winter, it is a great place to snowshoe. At Christmas time, the park is decorated for the holidays and offers a phenomenal light show. In summary, Fond du Lac has many wonderful things to offer, such as concerts and outdoor activities, but it is also a city with a high poverty rate and therefore offers many opportunities for ministry. This last slide is a picture of a bench at Taylor Park with a plaque in memory of my mom and dad who spent countless hours at the park. I have lived in Fond du Lac all my life and have taken it for granted. Being part of this study has given me a new appreciation for Fond du Lac, its history, and people. And again, I want to say thank you to Christina, who made those wonderful graphs. She's awesome, and she's our next presenter.
Good morning. My name is Christina Arellano. The next phase of our study is to answer the question, who are we as a congregation today? Have you ever wondered how far away from church does everybody live? How long have people been attending our church? What do people like best about our church? To find these answers to these questions and more, the Congregational Mission Study Team has created a survey for our congregation. The survey should take about 8 to 10 minutes to complete. It is open to all ages, including youth. If you can read and understand the survey, you can fill one out. Please complete one survey per person, not per household. We want to give each individual person the opportunity to share their thoughts. All data will remain anonymous. Information collected will not be linked to individual participants. As you exit the sanctuary today, we will pass out paper copies of the survey. If you prefer to fill it out online, a link to the online version will go out with the Wednesday update this week. All surveys are due back to church by Sunday, August 14th. Results will be presented during the Sunday morning service on August 28th. Thank you.
Thank you, team. I appreciate what you've done so far. I appreciate what you will be doing. This is the seventh interim church I have pastored. And I want to say this is a really fun team to work with. They've not thrown anything at me yet or sworn at me, which is always a good sign. And so I want to say what a pleasure it is to work with the three of them and how much I appreciate your contribution in the meetings that are going to be coming up. I cannot overemphasize the importance of that survey, please, 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 as well as active attendance and taking part in some other events that we are going to be having. Yes, ma'am. Yes, you do not have to be a card-carrying member of this congregation. If you are here and you're old enough to read and answer the questions, or if you get the email, please, we want to hear from you. This is a very wide-ranging survey with lots of interesting demographic points on it. Our next hymn is Be Thou My Vision. And this hymn is important to me for two reasons. One, very personal. It was the only hymn that I specifically asked to be sung at my ordination, which happened in August, 25 years ago. There's information about that in the bulletin. So to me, it is important personally. But it's also an important hymn, I think, for congregations going through this interim process as we begin thinking about the future of our church. Are we thinking about God's vision for us? Or are we thinking about our vision for us? Which one are we going to strive for? Are we going to strive to make the church in our own image? Are we going to strive to open our hearts and our minds to who God wants us to be and seek that path into the future? Friends, I invite you to stand as you are able and join us in Be Thou My Vision. As we enter into a time of prayer, seeking to be the people God would have us to be, it's been brought to my attention that our brother Les Meyer suffered a mini stroke on Saturday. He is in the hospital for test. That is all that the church office knows. And we will share more information as that information becomes available for us. But obviously, we want to keep our brother Les and Sherry and all those whom he loves and who love him in our prayers this morning. Let us pray. Mighty God of mercy, High King of heaven, we thank you for the resurrection dawn, bringing the glory of our risen Lord, who makes every day new. Especially, we thank you today for the mission and ministry of our church. And we thank you for those who were able last week to be a part of our ministry at Loaves and Fishes, for those who will be serving in leadership capacities and others in Vacation Bible School, and those who will be able to take part in the back-to-school blessings. We thank you, Lord God, for the people and relationships that sustain us, whether they be at home or work or elsewhere. And we thank you for our calling to embrace your vision of living lives of daily discipleship at home, at work, wherever we may be. We thank you for signs of new life and hope. And we thank you for the blessings of the presentations we have heard today that point us towards new opportunities to share your love. Merciful God of might, we ask you please to renew this weary world, heal the hurts of your children, bring about your peace for all, in the great peace that passes understanding, the peace of Christ Jesus, our living Lord. Especially we pray for the Church of Jesus in every land, and especially those lands where the Prince of Peace seems to be absent due to the horrible violence taking place there. And pray, Lord, that they will see that the Prince of Peace is as close as their breath. We pray for the healing of creation. We remember the people of Kentucky suffering so badly in the floods. We pray today for friends and family members, for all those who may be in special needs. We lift up to you today Gary and Pete, Pat and Gib, Arnold, Pauline, and Les. We ask your blessings on Chastity and Joan, on Jerry and Mary. We hold up to your love Jane and Silas, Jesse and Ruth. Lord, we pray for all those who are serving your mission, especially those who contribute out of their financial resources, that we may be a church not just in this place, but a church out in the community. Eternal God, our beginning and our end, be our starting point, be our haven of rest, be our goal, and walk with us in this day's journey. Use our oh-so-human hands to do your divine work in the world, and use our brief lives to bring others the new life you give to us all. We ask this in Jesus Christ, the Redeemer of all, who taught us to pray by saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who have sinned against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. As we prepare to receive our offerings, that which makes our ministries so very possible, we have a brief minute for mission. Back to school.
Shopping for back to school supplies can be difficult for some families, and this year may be more of a challenge. Luckily, Back to School FDL offers a way to help. Back to School FDL is a program that collects school supplies and monetary donations so that everyone in Fond du Lac County has school supplies and is prepared to do well during the school year. To support Back to School FDL this year, you can check the Narthex newsletter and Wednesday updates for a list of needed supplies, and you can take donations to the collection box in the sanctuary. The program is also accepting monetary donations that can be made through the church website or offering plate. Supply and monetary donations can be made until August 7th. You can sign up to volunteer to sort or to deliver donated supplies. Sign-up links can be found on the Wednesday updates or on the Back to School website. Your help and support is appreciated.
Thank you.
Gracious Lord God, we bring these gifts with a full and overflowing heart. Lord, may they purchase school supplies. May they purchase food. May they be the way that we let others know that you are a God of the past, a God of the present, and a God of the future, and that we share your vision for who we are and what our world can be. And so, Lord, bless us all. We ask it in the one who gave his life to be a blessing to us, Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.
God, who's given.
Time very shortly. Hope that you will be able to be a part of that, and hope that you will be involved in Vacation Bible School this week. And please let us all be neighbors and neighborly towards one another. And now, my friends, take the good news of God out into the world. That God is the God of our past, God is the God of our present, and God is the God of our future. And so let us embrace God's vision for who we are now and who we will be, that others may know of this joyful, wonderful, gracious God who we serve. Friends, as you do so, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord cause his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. And may the gracious Lord, loving God, look upon you this day and every day and grant you God's own peace. And so let all God's people say, Alleluia. Amen.
Okay, so today we're going to do this as a round, and we're going to do better than last week. So here's the directions. Okay, everybody is going to sing what you see on the screen all together. Okay, first time, everybody all together. Then this half of the room, we're going to start all over again, and we have the easy part because we just keep singing what's on the screen. You guys are going to follow Carol, and you're going to wait to where it says farewell, good friends, farewell. You're going to start when we get to that second farewell, you are going to start at that spot. Now, a thing that might happen that is a little confusing is the screen might change for our words and you aren't all the way done. but your only word is shalom, okay? It's going to be shalom, so even if you can't see it on the screen, that's what it says, and Carol's singing it, okay? So we can do this, right? All right.
Farewell.